NBA free agency is upon us. Everybody wants to know where the top players are going to go. Where is Kevin Durant going to go? How about Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson, D'Angelo Russell, Kemba Walker? Where will all these pieces fit? That everybody wants to know. And yes, these guys are going to get paid a boatload of money to buy cars, houses, whatever the hell they want to buy. But I want to bring attention to this. You got to walk with me here, because I know it's hard to feel sorry for millionaires. I know it's hard to say that a system is broken when somebody's going to make $30 million a year. But follow me here. The NBA salary cap has been set for the 2019 season at $109 million. And the tax level, that means if the teams go above this number, $132 million, then they have to pay money to the other teams. We won't even get into all the technicalities of that. But what I want to point out is how this guy is making just as much as this guy. It makes zero sense to me. NBA players agree to a collective bargaining agreement and a salary structure and max salaries, which then prevent the greatest players in the league from making the most. In this year's free agency, the things that make no sense to me, let's just talk about a couple of things. First of all, Kawhi Leonard, who just won his second finals MVP, multiple time champion, might be one of the two, three best players in the league. He may make the same amount of money as Chris Middleton from the Milwaukee Bucks. I know some of you who aren't hardcore NBA fans, you might have to Google Chris Middleton, but at $32.7 million, Chris Middleton, Klay Thompson, Tobias Harris, and Jimmy Butler will all be making the same amount of money next year. How does this even make sense? And then both of them are probably going to be lower than Gordon Hayward, who comes off the bench for the Celtics. I mean, like, everybody talks about these players are greedy, they make too much money, but their salaries are being deflated. Like, the salary cap is great for middle tier top starters, but it's not great for the superstars. It's great for the Chris Middletons of the world because he's in demand, so he can ask for a max salary. But then that's the same thing that other players can get. It's based on your years of service. How crazy is it? LeBron James, 15-time All-Star, 4-time MVP, 3-time Finals MVP, has only been the highest paid player in the NBA one time. One time. Now imagine if there was a system where LeBron James, who's the greatest player in the game, well, overall has been the greatest player in the game for much of his 16-year career, if he could earn what he's worth. He made $35 million last year. How much would he have really been worth if he had gotten his value like baseball players can? Would he be worth $50, $60, $70 million a year, especially when he was in his prime? Think about that. Of course teams would have paid for him. These owners have found a way to con the players into taking this salary cap and this salary structure when it's bad for the best players. It's good for everybody else, but for the best players, it is not okay. And that's why you see players so disgruntled. They're like, I need a pay raise right now, because they want their salaries to be commensurate with where they sit in the league. And it doesn't feel right to them that Kyle Lowry made more than Kawhi Leonard last year. They're like, this has got to stop. That's why they opt out of contracts. Like, let's look at this in terms of baseball a little bit. You look at Mike Trout. By the time he finishes playing, he is already, even if he doesn't get another contract, going to make $521 million. He's one of the greatest baseball players of all time. So, okay, cool. And Artie Moreno bought the 16 years ago. Bought the Angels for $182 million. They're worth $1.8 now. So the owners, you don't have to worry about them. They're getting their money. The players are not greedy. So Mike Trout, $521 million. Tom Brady, who's one of the greatest football players of all time. LeBron James, one of the top five basketball players of all time. Some people think he's number one, but let's not argue. top five. Their combined salaries for the life of their contract, same as Trout's, if you add them both up together, $614 million. And the NFL has the highest revenue by far of any sport. Come on, man. Y'all got to come in and see what's really happening and really understand with this NBA free agency. Yes, players are getting their money, but they also deserve it because they're generating a ton of revenue for everybody else. I just think that it's crazy that when I look at the NBA salaries, I'm going to see LeBron James close to the top, Steph Curry close to the top. I'm going to see KD, I think, at the top. But then below that, at the same level, you're going to have Chris Middleton, Tobias Harris, Gordon Hayward, more than Paul George, and then Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker, Jimmy Butler, and Klay Thompson all making the same amount of money. So you're going to tell me, oh, and Kawhi Leonard. So you're going to tell me that Klay Thompson should be making the same amount of money as Jimmy Butler or Kemba Walker or even Gordon Hayward, Tobias Harris, Chris Middleton. No, he's way better than them. Kawhi Leonard making the same amount of money is way better than them. How mad would you be if at your job you were significantly better than the other people around you? Significantly. And were driving revenue, selling shoes, popular, everything. And you got paid the same amount of money. You'd be pissed off. That's the trick with NBA free agency. So the next time the collective bargaining agreement is up, remember this. If you have a lockout, if there's a work stoppage, something, players are going to find a way to fix this deal. Because they're like, there's no way in hell that I should be making the same amount as this dude. That's why Klay Thompson is so mad. Voters didn't vote him into the third team All-NBA. Messed up the man's money. Come on, man. We all want our coins. We all want our cash. Don't be upset. Just, the system is messed up, right?